Buffalo has always, in my opinion, been a theater town when I was growing up there.
That was Gurney in a 2013 WBFO interview. He was born in Buffalo in November of 1930. Gurney reflected on his time growing up in Buffalo, where he generated a true passion for the theater.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a grandmother who lived down on Summer Street, and she subscribed to the Erlanger Theater, because you could do that in those days. You could subscribe, and then you could see what was coming in, whether it was a Catherine Cornell vehicle or Gilbert and Sullivan or some new musical or many times some Broadway show that was beginning its tour.
Gurney was known for writing about his experience of being raised in an upper-class family here in Buffalo. He wrote The Cocktail Hour, Love Letters, and The Dining Room.
I grew up on Lincoln Parkway, and our family, and most families, sort of middle-class families, had the evening meal was a very important part of the family life. We all got together around the dining room table. Became very used to seeing a family talking about itself and being part of a family that aired problems around the dining room table.
Writing about a certain social class and a way of life that existed in Buffalo when he was growing up. He documents that and examines it in very original ways.
WBFO's Theater Talk co-host Anthony Chase fondly remembers Gurney and his many playwrights.
I would go anywhere to see the new plays. I saw, I think, more productions of Gurney plays than any person outside his family. But I think the personal attention that I enjoyed from him, talking to Pete, and he is the great A.R. Gurney, but when he spoke to you, it's as if you were the most important person that he had to see that day. And he would remember every conversation you had had before. And it was personal and respectful. And he would never flinch from giving his candid view. And I always appreciated that.
Gurney was a Nichols School graduate. He is survived by his wife, 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and a brother and sister. Gurney was 86.
He was in every way a beautiful man and a great playwright.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.